This is the eulogy written by and read on behalf of my brother David. It is hard to put into words what the feeling is to lose your whole family in one go. I am crying so hard as I write this. This is the best is to hope and pray that they are at peace. They were all such beautiful girls who lived short but full, happy, and such fun-filled lives. That is how I would like to remember them, and I ask for you to please do the same. Some background. Una was born in Letterkenny in September 1976 to John and Mary Carlin. At the time, John was farming and Mary worked as a special needs teacher in the schools around Rafoe. Una went to St. Bridget's Primary School in Convoy and then on to the Royal and Prior in Rafoe for secondary school until junior cert. Leaving cert was done at Loretto Convent in Letterkenny. During this time, the Carlin family suffered the terrible loss of Una, Katrina, and Emma's mother in 1993. Una went to university in England at Y College in Kent to study agricultural business and then went on to study law at the University of Buckingham. She later topped up her academic degree collection with psychology. I always asked her when she was going to cash in on all these degrees. You can guess the response. She backed up her academia by working with horses in polo yards, her love of horses always predominating. David and Una met at a party in Kent in 2003. Hannah and Tom, who I think are amongst us today, brought her to the party. I made a silly comment about her funny accent. She told me to F off. I like that. We started dating and were married in July 2007 at a bush wedding in Zambia, where David is from. Una had become a teacher by this time and taught at Heathmount School in Hertfordshire. We moved to Zambia and Una taught at the American school and we bought our own land and started building our first house, a single room cottage with no mains electricity and in a pretty remote spot at the time. Una never had any qualms about these pioneering hardships. She was made of tough stuff. Kira arrived in March 2010, born in South Africa, where Una and I drove the 2,000 kilometers down and back up again with the newborn in a pretty rickety old Land Rover. We did the same for Saoirse in 2014. In the years between Kira and Saoirse being born, we started a safari company and set up a camp in a very remote part of Zambia. Una managed the camp. Again, she was tough and resilient and always game for any new adventures. We stopped safaris after Saoirse was born. David worked in construction and Una managed logistics for another safari company in Lusaka. In August 2018, Una was diagnosed with breast cancer and had to leave Zambia overnight with the girls. She chose Galway, rented a house in Moykullen, and worked on fighting off the cancer over 1 year with chemo and radiotherapy. She did this all on her own, with the close support of her dad, family, cousins, while I closed down my work in Zambia. Again, she was one tough cookie. She overcame the cancer, and our roots continued to grow in Moykullen. We bought a semi-derelict Irish cottage in Gordacala near Moykullen, the most beautiful site with the most amazing energy. The girls were at great schools, and Una ensured they got involved in everything from rugby to GAA to swimming to art to scouts, etc. The list goes on. Moy Cullen was a great place to live, and the girls thrived in such a wonderful community. In terms of personality, and starting with Una, one text I recently received really summed it up for me and made me laugh. A friend of Una's from Zambia wrote, and I quote, "One lady described Una as beautiful and gentle. Either Ireland had mellowed her out a hell of a lot, or this lady didn't know her too well." I remember Una as beautiful and fierce and funny, strong, feisty, and unbelievably capable. She didn't hold her tongue if she didn't agree. She was a powerful woman and no doubt an extraordinary mother. End of quote. These weren't my words, but I fully agree. She truly was an excellent mother, and she truly was quite feisty. But most of all, she was beautiful. Our two gorgeous girls were her world. Una was my soulmate, my confidant, and my world is so empty without her. I was so honored to have her as my wife. Her friendships were so strong, and nearly all of her dearest friends were able to make it here today, which touches my heart so much. Una was so involved in everything, from the school PTA, the Moy Cullen CrossFit scene, the sports clubs, and everything revolved around the girls. She most recently project managed the new build of our home, which the girls moved into 3 weeks ago. It is beautiful, and ironically, I was already booked to fly home on the same day that I had heard the tragic news to spend our first night together in our new home. The irony of this hurts. As always, the home was for the girls, to provide them a base in such a wonderful environment and community that we found in Moy Cullen, and to provide them a base for their future lives. Kira thrived in Moy Cullen. She started at Skolwira National School and didn't look back. She was clever and achieved so much academically. She got involved in most sports on offer and loved her Gaelic football, camogie and handball. She played rugby as well and loved scoring a try in a Christmas Supermac ad with Bundy Aki. She excelled at basketball and was recently selected for the Galway under-14 team. I was so proud of her. Her art was top class, and I never knew where she got the artistic streak from. She could draw better than me from when she was 6 years old. She made such great friends at all the schools she went to. She loved them all so much. Kira's friendships were her everything. She had just started at Salerno Secondary School in Galway, and she was loving it, along with the new friends she had made there. Kira was the dog daughter, and our two Scottish terriers, Daisy and Boo, were by her side all the time. Kira would spend hours out in the bog in front of our house with her dogs. They passed away with Kira in the accident, and it gives me some solace that they were together. She was the most beautiful, wonderful girl, turning into the most beautiful woman. The makeup and fake tan had come on board, along with talk of boys. She never made it to the Clare Galway Disco this last weekend. I put the shotgun away. Saoirse was our youngest and the cheekiest bundle of joy. She was the quirkiest, kindest little girl. Although from the same genetics, she was a totally different character to Kira. Her world was Harry Potter, games on her iPad, her cats, and making fairy houses in the woods. I know she was wearing her Harry Potter jumper in the accident. And I hope and pray that this has taken her into the magical world she so envisaged. She had such a quick wit, and her great crack made us all laugh. She was in the Beavers Scouts, played girls rugby in Uttaradh and camogie and Gaelic football in Moy Cullen. She loved her small school in Tullykin and the teachers who taught her. Her classmates were great. There were only two girls in the class, Saoirse and her close friend Evie. All the others were boys who Saoirse loved dearly and was always telling us the antics of the crazy gang. Boys were always in trouble. Her and Evie never were. To the friends of Kira and Saoirse, who may be here today, please know that they both valued your friendship so much. They truly, truly loved you, and we know that you loved them too. They would not want you to be sad. That is the last thing they would ever want. They want you to live full and happy lives in this world. Most of all, they would ask you to be kind, to be nice, and above all, be considerate of others. Please take that away with you and act on that in their memory. To the adults, to our family and friends, on behalf of myself, as in David, and our immediate families, I thank you so much for the wonderful support and the love that you have shown us. Messages have come in from around the world. I know many have traveled from far, and this is truly touching. The compassion, support, and help from the whole community has been immense. It's beyond words. Una, Kira, and Saoirse have gone now, and I ask you to pray for their souls, that they may live in eternal peace. I finish with a verse from Lawrence Binyon's poem, The Fallen. A military remembrance poem written during World War I about the deaths of such young soldiers. It has apt significance to the loss of my wonderful family. For they shall not grow old as we who are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them. God bless you all and keep safe.